Day 2. Become everything that you are capable of becoming. The ultimate end to a human life is to become everything you are capable of becoming. Your purpose should be to fulfill your potential as a human being and to accomplish every goal you possibly set for yourself. Your goal should be to get the very most out of yourself in every area of your life. Brian Tracy, Million Dollar Habits. Congratulations on thinking big and opening to your biggest, best self. There are two very essential topics for today's inspiration. First, we will explore the question of who you say you are in the world. Refer to this state as your context for being. In this first topic, we will look at who you say you are and how you compare with your life's purpose. Cool. After we have established your context for being and life purpose, we will explore the idea of you becoming the yes to your very special life and passion. Your context for being. Question number one. Grab that piece of paper or your guidebook and fill in the blanks. Why are you here? Question number two. What did you come to do in this paradise? And I really want you to think about this not as a survival place, but the Garden of Eden. You came into this beautiful planet Earth, which can be experienced as the Garden of Eden. So what did you come in to do in paradise? Number three, how do you choose to express yourself? And number four, does your expression of self reflect your life purpose and reason for being? And go ahead and take 2 or 3 minutes to finish this up. So we'll just give you some music. Thank you. When you were young, you developed a context out of which you functioned. It was the context you created that would be with you for your entire life. Your context for being is developed in those early emotional brain, your amygdala. From what context do you operate? Are you a survivor, a helper, a fighter? Now really give this a bit of thought. A while ago, it occurred to me that my context for being was to survive. I was a survivor. All my relationships were formed out of and with others who had similar challenges. The basis for our conversation, our companionship, and how we related to each other was based on our survivor, victim, or martyr lifestyles. In general, we were not in control of our lives. As survivor, I was part of a belief system that limited me. Life was difficult. All my conversations related to some challenge or problem for myself or for someone else. I was always having to survive the next terrible thing, and unbeknownst to me, I was magnetizing things into my life that I would need to survive. Survivor context can inspire, but not from a place of power. I could not simultaneously thrive or be an empowered woman. I could not hold on to my money. Surviving meant always having another crisis that would ultimately affect my investments and bank account. Becoming aware of this context for your being and becoming aware for myself supported me in making a fresh, present-day choice. Without this self-reflection, I would have continued to function as a survivor and would never have taken the next step. You have started to think about what your early context for being was and what your past had set up for you. Next, start to explore the energetic match of your present context for being. Imagine for a moment that you could operate out of any context for being. You could be spontaneous joy, inspiration, or even unconditional love. Now, I'd like you to create a context for being in one or two words. If you find this assignment challenging, you can begin by trying out this statement. Number one, and this is in your guidebook, my purpose for being here in this body at this time is, and a good example would be, to love, to share joy, to inspire. So just pick something out. And number two, what has been your context for being up until now? And just write out whatever comes to you. And number three, what feels like a context that would support your life and your path? So write that out too. What feels like a context that would support you on your life path? Good, and you can come back to this. All right. In my own quest for fulfillment, I tried on words like unconditional love. I am and exist as unconditional love. I relate to others as unconditional love. I form my friendships from the basis of unconditional love. The foundation for my right living and abundant career is based on unconditional love. I created a new context for being, and for the preceding months, I cross-referenced all my choices with that new context. The concept of fulfilling your life's calling and living into your brightest and biggest potential is paramount to make the conversation of law of attraction magnetization. To live your ultimate life, fulfilled and fully self-expressed, requires that you be awake, aware, and in touch. Becoming the yes. Think about the times in the past when your life was super smooth. You were receptive and excited about what was coming next. Something shifted in your wiring, and you sent out all kinds of electromagnetic pulses, drawing all sorts of positive circumstances and events to you. In this condition, you were the yes. Perhaps you felt, I am here for freedom. I am here for liberation of my life. You were happy. People responded to you in positive and uplifting ways. Surprisingly, even those who may not have been so uplifting in the past now responded to you positively. I am in the midst of one of these In the Yes Vortex stories right now. My intentions and visions for moving from primarily a one-to-one healer to the vision of teaching, inspiring, and healing thousands of people is in full bloom. Mock-ups are coming back in full force fulfillment. Speaking engagements are booking across the country. Excellent books are coming to the center stage and being edited. A radio show has been in action for a few months now. There's a monthly series with a subscribership growing at a rapid pace. I won Women of the Year from NAPW and do staff writing for two magazines. Oh my God, I am in the yes. Let's get your yes story going. Let's get that vortex going for you. Being the yes in life lasts as long as you stay in the yes. The moment you lose faith, hope, or turn away from the yes, you re-enter the world of the mundane. In today's lesson, we have explored two powerful concepts: context for being, from which you operate, and number two, becoming the energy and vibration of yes. Understanding and knowing who you are in the present moment and the purpose you now choose to fulfill will assist you in clearing the way to a life of freedom and liberation. All right, and I want you to take out this guidebook if you haven't already been filling it in. And we're just going to go over the homework and then let you at it. So practice your meditation CD. And then after you've practiced, I want you to answer the following question. So you're going to come back to the guidebook after you've done your meditation. Number one, am I operating out of a predestined context for being? Number two, is it time to redefine my context for being to match my present lifetime? Number three, in one word, what is your context for being? Number four, how do you become the essence of yes? Number five, what moves your energetic body to become the recipient to the universal treasure chest and become the yes? Great. So I'm going to let you go to homework, and I'm just going to give you a blessing and set you on your way. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that whatever happens in this grand 21-day abundance program be a benefit and joy for you, your lifestyle, and for the ones you love. May the entire world be filled with health, vitality, abundance, joy, and peace. Amen. Blessings and light to you for your day of transformation. Yahoo!